But they have auditions for the... Sliha?
You wouldn't say primary teller.
Primary teller, no. Because the primary teller, I'll say Yigal Yadin.
Yeah.
Ah, how do you say, you ask me?
I just wondered if you could use that expression. Mesaper.
Ha'ikari.
Mesaper Rishon.
Mesaper Ha'ikari, lo Rishon. Ha'ikari, the main one. The principal one, in principle, it was Yigal Yadin. Ha'ikari, like Ikar.
Ikar.
כן, אין אין אותו. ומה קנה יגאל ידין?
הוא נעשה...
הוא, מה הוא קנה? רק מה הוא קנה. מה הוא קנה?
What
did he buy? קנה, לא מה קרה. מה הוא קנה? מה יגאל ידין קנה?
תפילין שרוש.
הוא קנה תפילין?
תפילין שרוש.
של ראש. תפילין חדשים?
תפילין עתיקים.
עתיקים. הוא קנה תפילין עתיקים. כן.
איפה? Well, you can say where they were found, too.
אוקיי. הוא קנה תפילין שמה?
הקדומים ביותר שנמצאו אי פעם.
הוא קנה תפילין...
מה
היה? זה נכון מה שאמרת. הוא קנה תפילין...
מקמרן?
עתיקים שנמצאו אי פעם.
מה שנמצאו?
שנמצאו. מה זה המילה? מה זה המילה? שנמצאו, ואז אני כתבתי, אני לא
מבין. אי פעם,
אבל... That's correct, that's perfect Hebrew. Just give it to me first. הוא קנה את התפילין הקדומים ביותר שנמצאו אי פעם. הוא קנה תפילין את התפילין הקדומים ביותר שנמצאו אי פעם. קדומים כמו עתיקים. כן? meaning free elements. ביותר
that he never found before.
Ever. Ever. They were ever found.
By anyone, right?
כן. נכון, you can add, נכון, מתקופת הבית השני.
What's mitzvah?
Era, period.
Is it? Like an era.
Mitzvah. I know, I didn't...
Yeah.
So we really know a lot about these.
Nachon?
How do we know that? Could be it.
שלוש. איפה מצאו את התפילין ומי מצא אותם?
הוא מצאו את התפילין במערות, in a cave, או קומרן, במערת קומרן.
מי מצא אותם?
על ידי השפרד בוי.
אז אפשר לומר ג'ן שהתפילין נמצאו, נכון? התפילין נמצאו במערות הקומראן על ידי
הבדואים.
את כתבת בפעל הם מצאו, שזה גם בסדר, it's impersonal sentence. מצאו את התפילין במערות קומראן.
Right, they were found. So it's just, okay. That'd be a
Newfoundland. Or, so then instead of al yada, you take the Bedouins and you put them in the front. Bedouin מצאו את התפילין במערות הקומראן.
So that way it goes from Nifal to Nipa'al.
Nipa'al and Nifal, you can have a king.
Okay.
So there. As, חצי, not half and half.
Right.
Then, אפשר בפעל, Bedouin,
התפילין
ארבע. לאן נסע ידין? הוא נסע לתל אביב. מה היה בתיק שלו?
בתיק שלו חצמומי התפילין.
בתיק שלו היו תצלומי התפילין.
Okay. No, I forgot the was.
Okay. Come, you had to use it because it's in the question.
But could you could also turn it around. Could you say how do you say
תצלומי
תפילין היו בתיק שלו.
בטח, כן. אבל brilliant, סליחה. תצלומי התפילין. Pictures of, the photos of the tefillin were.
It can't become smichut?
זה סמיכות, אבל זאת סמיכות מיודעת. It is a סמיכות, the construct form that is definite article because it is the particular tefillin.
Right, wait, I'm getting confused, but I thought the smichut, the ha is on only one.
The second one.
Right, not on the first one.
So let's say תצלומי ha.
Right.
תצלומי התפילין היו בתיק של ידין.
Or
התצלומים של. התצלומים של. מי עלה על הרכבת? קבוצה של חבדניקים. קבוצה של ילדים.
קבוצת חבדניקים?
חבדניקים, נכון. קבוצה של חבדניקים, קבוצת חבדניקים, עלתה על הרכבת, because זה הקבוצה. קבוצה is singular feminine, so you use the verb.
Right.
Okay? But the members of the קבוצה were חבדניקס. Okay?
מה כתב? החב"ד נער בחור צעיר. I don't know why I wrote that. He was a young man.
Okay. Never mind. You don't have a noun there?
Yeah, forget it.
So circle it and I'll go over it with you in break. Sadam? Because it is not a sentence, it's just a combination of words. Okay? So I want to hear. רגע, לאט לאט, טוב? שבע. מה ביקש צעיר אחד מידין? הוא ביקש מידין להניח תפילין. כן, הוא ביקש מידין להניח תפילין. כן. מאין בא הצעיר?
Ahu ba kibbutza shel Chabad.
Okay, אבל מאין הוא בא לישראל? אני באה לאמריקה מישראל. מאין הוא בא? מאין הוא בא? הוא בא מרוסיה. הוא בא מרוסיה, לא מרוסיה, מרוסיה, כן? רשת עשתה כדגש פורטה. האם שמע ידין לבקשת הצעיר? האם שמע ידין לבקשת הצעיר? Because levakesh is to request or to ask, so you know it as a verb, but you didn't make it as.
Wait, did he hear the request?
The request.
The question is, did he hear the request?
Did he listen to the request?
Did he listen to the request? So it should be okay. Ken hu shama levakashto.
Nachon, hu shama levakashto. Ken.
Well, if the question was, did he listen to it? You could say Ken, but he didn't want to.
אבל הוא לא רצה. אוקיי, אפשר לומר בסופו של דבר הוא שמע לבקשת הצעיר, נכון? When you say בסופו של דבר, at the end, at the very end, or finally, can he agreed to, right? He fulfilled his wish. It suggests, when you answer that way, it suggests that there was some kind of a negotiation behind it, right? בסופו של דבר, כן.
Can you write that?
כן.
I mean, I know these are words we know,
כן.
but...
בסופו של דבר, the expression is בסופו של דבר...
It means really after a whole bunch of stuff, right?
בסופו של דבר, at the end of the thing, that's right, at the end of that event, בסופו של דבר, כן. ידין שמע לבקשת הצעיר, לבקשתו.
And you don't need a comma after the word.
מה?
You don't need a comma בסופו של דבר.
כן. When I do this, it means these two options are... Okay.
Not
how that was. At the end of the thing. That's how, yeah. That's the expression. Do not change it.
And sofo means end.
Nachon. Sof shelo.
Right, but the...
Remember the rabbinic style?
I know.
Besof shelo, besofo. של מי? של הדבר.
At his end, okay, at his
end, the end of that thing.
But so this is a fixed expression.
נכון. It's a frozen, colloquial, idiomatic expression. It doesn't change. בסדר? You can say, בסוף, when you speak like a little child.
בסוף.
בסוף, הלכנו. בסוף, הסכמנו. אוקיי, בסוף.
Higher.
בסדר. מי עשר? מי ניגש ל... רגע, פיליפ, יש לך שאלה? פיליפ, you had a question?
Oh, no. I thought it was skipping one.
טוב, עשר, תשע.
אוקיי.
עשר is ten now. No, תשע, nine, נכון. האם שמע... לא, we just answered that. Did he listen to the request? Yes, he did. עשר, מי ניגש לידין בסוף הנסיעה? מי ניגש לידין בסוף הנסיעה?
אישה ניגשה
לידין בסוף הנסיעה. אישה ניגשה.
Oh, right. What?
מה כתב?
No.
מי ניגש אל ידין? מה כתבת?
נוסעת אחת.
נוסעת אחת.
הרכבת ניגשה לידין.
נוסעת אחת ברכבת ניגשה אליו. אישה אחת, כן נוסעת אחת.
I wrote who ניגש על ידי נוסעת.
לא, כי...
He was approached by...
But because it's not nifal, it's a funny verb, ניגש. It is a funny pa'a that behaves. This is something I do next year, but that's okay. I mean, you can start doing it because you're almost there anyways. One more chapter. I want you to look at nigash as a verb, and I want you to tell me what's so special about the conjugation of nigash, nun gimel shin.
Because it's a nun.
Okay. Oh, it's more than just that. It is more than just peinun. So I want you to look at nigash. Write it down on a separate sheet of paper, past, present, yeah? And it's a special one. And you'll tell me why it is so special. So there.
Right now?
No. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Okay? And then after you realize, pay attention to the musical patterns, the vowels, try to compare to which verb, which other verb suits the music, yeah? Which other verb behaves the same way, and then you'll understand why it cannot be moved. No, I'm not gonna say anything, I'm not trying to guess, I want you to really look. I can tell you, I can write it down on the board and I can show you, I can tell you. But there is nothing like, you're in a stage where I can challenge you that way. Go ahead and see it. Karen, you really can, you have enough knowledge to decipher over. Sada? Okay. Mi haya haben shela?
Haben shela had son Hananim.
Haya? Haben shela haya? Right, it's part of the question, right? צנחן.
צנחן.
מתי?
מתי?
חבדניק, מתי?
היה חבדניק.
היה צנחן חבדניק?
שנפל במלחמה.
שנפל במלחמת ששת הימים. אוקיי? מלחמה is the absolute form, you need to put it in construct. מלחמת.
Right, so it's the six-day war as opposed to just a war.
בין הצן... הצנחנים.
צנחן. צנחן, צנחנים. הוא היה החבדניק היחידי בין הצנחנים שנפל במלחמת יום הכיפורים. Is that what you wrote, sir?
Well, I stopped at... I stopped there, but
yeah, because I wrote
the rest of the next sentence in the next answer.
Right. Okay. Okay. Eifo nafal haben? Eifo? Rega. Lo nachon. Eifo hu nafal?
Something or other.
Suez בעברית.
Suez, I thought they wrote it. Suez.
Samach vav alef tzadik.
But isn't this vav?
כן, הוא. Suez. זה בסדר. אוקיי, אז מה הוא ביקש מחבריו? הבן שלה, מה הוא ביקש מחבריו?
To pray, right? To lay the film.
הוא ביקש.
הוא ביקש
מחבריו להניח תפילין, או הוא ביקש מחבריו שיניחו תפילין.
So the way I did it,
you did
who ביקש? I did who ביקש havera.
Yanichu
lechaniach.
I know what you mean. That's so you need to, right? If you made she, that means that now Chaverav become the subject, and you need a verb to modify that subject.
Not, because
if you use an infinitive.
Okay, so I saw the other way.
But make sure.
Oh, I'd like to hear.
Okay, so there are two ways to write this. Hu bikesh mechaverav lehaniach tefillin.
Yeah.
The other way, hu bikesh mechaverav she yanichu. He asked them to put it on, or he asked that they do it. Yes? And if you use a subordinate sentence, then you have a subject and a modifier. Okay? What do they do? Okay, it needs to be a complete sentence. When you put an infinitive, it's like sound conjugated. Right?
I saw the comment by using Ratzah.
That's fine.
Except that's not really true. Who was asking? Who ratsa shehavara lepiniyat
tefillin? Who ratsa lehaniach tefillin?
Yeah.
But who ratsa shehavarav yanichu tefillin?
Yeah.
Right? The ratsa needs to match the infinitive, the subject. So who ratsa lehaniach tefillin is when he himself wanted to put on tefillin, and that's okay. Ratsa le. But when he says he wanted his friends to do it,
they should do this.
Right, that's right. So you need to say that they should do it.
That they do, or from the friends to do.
Okay. Who ratza shehachaverim shelo yanichu tefillin?
What's the same structure?
Okay.
Could you say, who bekesh mehem lehaniach tefillin?
Yeah.
Okay. Who bekesh mehem lehaniach tefillin.
Okay.
These are can ele targilim mod chashuvim. The way people answer in structured sentences to answer a story reflect on how comfortable they are manipulating the language. So there is more than one way to answer a question. And that's what we do this exercise. I think we learn from one another all the time and we learn from each other's mistakes. So, yishar kochachem, really. Keep on doing it. Okay.
And this book teaches us sort of the way we would learn if we were living in the country, by immersion in reading the language. It doesn't teach us the structure we just described. It doesn't say. It doesn't say what the concept
no,
we just described.
No, I agree with Nahon that the whole approach is...
We pick it up from reading.
We had very little syntax lessons at the beginning.
Yeah.
And as we moved along with the stories, you learned how the structure of the Hebrew works parallel to the English translation.
Right.
So it was assimilated naturally. Mm-hmm. And then you were writing all the time. You're forgetting what you're doing parallel to this. You're writing your journals.
But initially it's easy in writing the journals to fall back in the English syntax, even though you understand it perfectly when you read it in the Hebrew syntax.
It takes a skill because it's not equal. The templates are not always equal.
Yeah,
it takes really practice and knowing that this equilibrium you need to...
And a lot of Hebrew won't read it.
Okay. Ma haya hasod.
Sod haya hakniyat tefillin hakdumim.
Hasod haya kniyat. Hatfilin hakdumim. With that ha. Kniyat is in construct.
Hakniyat.
No. Hakniyah shel hatfilin hakdumim. Or kniyat hatfilin. You said hakniyat.
Yeah.
So
what else should it be?
No ha.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Nachon, it's construct. It's the first time in the construct.
Kniyat hatfilin hakdumim.
Nachon. The buying of the old tefillin. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So the old modifies the tefillin, and that is just adjective noun phrase. But when you do kniya shel, right? Ha kniya shel, you skip the shell and you put kniyat. The hay is falling with the shell when you put in construct.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Would it be proper to answer that beginning with hasod haya?
I'm sorry?
If he answers the question.
Okay, hasod haya.
Mahaya, hasod, can you say? Hasod haya.
Hasod haya, kniyat hatfilin hakdumin. Or hasod haya, hakniyah shel hatfilin hakdumin. right? Yes. Higher Hebrew, put it in construct. Lower Hebrew, when I still need to see every word where it is. Said that? It's, they're both correct. There's no right and wrong.
Yeah.
Okay?
I think, I answered it differently, and I'm not sure if it's the same. Hasol Chaya, Hatefilin Ha'antikim, Niknu,
Al Yadei
Yadin.
Aha. As Hasod Haya She.
Yeah, I thought I needed She.
Al Yadei She. She.
That.
Ken. Lo Al Yadei. Hasod Haya She. Hatefilin Ha'kudumim Ha'atikim Niknu Al Yadei. Niknu. Inifal. Is that what you did? Niknu. Kana.
Oh, yeah,
Yadin
yeah, yeah.
Kana, Hatfilin Niknu. Al Yadei Yadin. Ken. Ze Haya Hasod. Yofi. Yofi, yofi shel manipulasyot ba'ivrit. Okay.
I was thinking of the Russian.
I was writing the translation. I meant to write you, and I wrote two. I wrote you in French when I was meaning to write you in English from the Hebrew.
Okay. Ma hera after that, you know why?
She's speaking in Russia because the
Nachon, exactly.
Those
languages stick there together. It's awesome. Ma hera yadin la isha. But that's good. That's very good news, Lillian. You know, so it's awesome news
because
it's activated. It's really
safe for her writing that in Russian.
Nachon.
It means that whole area is activated.
Ma hera yadin la isha. What did yadin show the woman? Ma hu hera la? את התצלומים של התפילין או את תצלומי התפילין, נכון? לא התצלומי התפילין אלא תצלומי התפילין. Okay.
Wait, I have a quick question. Way back when? Tefillin.
Okay.
It's plural.
Okay. Within Aramaic suffix.
It's Aramaic. Okay.
Yeah. Aramaic suffix in. Tefillin. Like mesubin, yoshvin.
Yeah, I thought so, but
yep.
I may have missed your introduction to that. Anyway.
I think you were not here when we did that. Okay. Mazach Chabad.
Chochma bina da'at.
Bina.
But there's a much bigger answer to this. I just
have room in the line.
God, got a nasty okay. report.
Okay.
Can you say Chabad dogel?
Chabad dogel be.
Dogel. Dogel be chachma? What did I do?
Dogel be chochma be bina da'at. Yes, they are four.
Dogel
be. Right? Dogel be. Nachon. How did you get that word?
I don't know. I looked it up in the dictionary.
They believe in.
It doesn't mean, or it means believe in.
Dogel means they put the flag off. Right? When you put a flag of something.
Of course, like
Dogel. Dogel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dogel be, that's their flag. What's their flag? What do they believe in? On their flag, they say, Old Chabadnik say, Chochma bina vada'at.
But I found it in the dictionary. I think I looked up means. I don't know how I found it.
It's okay.
But it's dogel be.
Okay, dogel be. Always attached.
Not if I mean to say something. You wouldn't say it for that. My name means.
At dogelet b'shivyon nashim. You are for right feminism, females' rights. At dogelet b'shivyon nashim.
But it doesn't mean really. It doesn't mean this means that. It means this stands for that.
Nachon. Dogel be. Nice word.
Mm-hmm. Could you say Chabad Lubavitzer Bachura Haigudim?
For Eidu Sheila, it's an answer for which question? This one?
Yeah.
So, lo hevanti. Lo hevanti. Ani lo hevanti ma she'amarta. Ot pa'am.
Chabad Lubavitcher Bachura Hayudin.
It's a friend of each other boy.
What do you want to say?
Is a group of Lubavitcher
חב"ד זאת קבוצה של חסידי לובביץ'.
לובביץ'.
כן? חסידים, though. You need the חסידים, right? The followers of לובביץ'. So, אתה אומר חב"ד, קבוצה של יהודים, חסידים של לובביץ'. כן? או הם חסידים של הרב שניאור זלמן. נכון?
כן.
של הרב הצדיק. אוקיי. טוב. 245. This was dictionary exercise. Questions about it? לא.
בגימל, I had some questions.
בגימל, כן, מה השאלה בגימל? 245.
אילמת.
כן.
Which means powerful.
לא. אילמת, הילדה, נכון? הילדה בסיפור לא דיברה. לא מדברת. אילמת.
אוקיי. כן? כן. And then ביחד also, I didn't understand what that went through.
ביחד?
Because alone is alone. So, but ביחד and לבד are the same.
Are opposites.
So they're opposites. לבד is alone.
Okay. Well, no, because you can also say ביחד, I go off by myself.
לא.
No.
את גרה פה לבד. בוורמונט, את גרה יחד עם הבעל שלך.
אוקיי, אוקיי.
נכון? כאן בקמפוס את גרה לבד. בוורמונט את גרה יחד עם הבעל, אוקיי? אתם גרים ביחד.
Because I'm thinking of one, יחיד.
יחיד.
You know, אחד, יחיד ומיוחד. You know, it's all this. So it's to be with one.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's why I couldn't get it.
The same spelling, יחיד and
יחד. Yeah, the opposites. יחיד and יחד are opposites, you see? יחיד, singular.
But it's the same letter.
נכון.
Yeah.
So, do you remember that Hebrew sometimes has one meaning and it's opposite to the root?
Yes.
Here
yes.
you go.
Yes.
Yeah? One meaning and it's opposite to the same root.
But I was thinking of the son Shevet Achim Bem Yachad.
Shevet Achim Bem Yachad is Bem Yachad.
That being
the name. It's together.
Right. Together.
All together now.
Yeah.
Yachad.
Yeah.
One more question.
Okay.
Everything in without any problem. Number 7, which seems to be Mikla versus Nora.
Oh, this right. You taught me this.
And you taught me this because I couldn't do it either until
so
I had thought.
Yeah. Ken, so yeah, let's talk about that because this is a really good conversation.
Right.
So you said that Nifla in...
Coming from Pele. No,
right.
From
is
wonder.
Wonderful.
So it's wonderful.
Oh.
But it also...
So Nora.
Nora is the other one. Nora would be a wonder, except in modern Hebrew it's awful, right?
Nora
right.
comes from Yare, from Yirat Shamayim, from awe, being at awe.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Which
what does awesome mean?
It could be wonderful.
Wonderful! Exactly!
But these are here is the opposite because it's fear inspiring fear. I was thinking of that Sheffa Gold.
So here's a classical story, okay? I was in a classroom observing, and the students tell the teachers, how do you say one awesome in Hebrew? And she wrote on the board, Nora. And Nora in modern Hebrew is absolutely awful.
But not in English.
And they meant, how do you say awesome, great work, great job.
Manora,
Manora in Hebrew is now terrible. If you say, we have an expression, ayom venora, it's awful, it's terrible, don't do that. So here is a word that over time, the connotation changed.
So they emphasize the...
The fear of God is so awesome, so amazing. Yeah?
If you're in fear, it's terrible.
That is
God.
That was... Awesome.
They were well, the only two.
Lehalel.
You think of it in that context as being terrible.
But it's usually translated as fear.
Not terrible.
Nora is not translated.
Not
as
fear.
Line.
That's off. That's awesome. But if you look at a traditional Siddur, it's translated as fear. I mean, it's...
Yele Shamayim. Guys, we talked about that in the expression.
We've changed that.
In English, too. Yil'ah is a fear. It is synonym for pachad, but it is only partial synonym because pachad is an is
I'm
any pachad. Yil'ah has to do with honor in the fear, right? That's why we have yil'at shamayim.
So it's that's a good. I mean, it's not the way we use fear typically.
No,
it's not.
That's right. It is awesomeness. It has some kind of respect included in that fear. It's respectful fear of God, the heavens.
Yeah.
And is it used only for with God?
Yirat Shamayim goes, not God. Yirat Shamayim.
Some God thing. Yeah.
And when you want to... Yeah, it's only in religious context. Yirah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But for modern Hebrew, Nora is just clearly and only
awful.
Horrible, awful, which we better know if we ever want to.
You better know. You do not want to be that teacher in that classroom, whose kids asked her, "Awesome," and she said, "Nora." Okay, you never want to do that. Nora today is terrible. Oy va'avoy. Oy vey. Okay. Mataim 250. No. Ki bahoveh. Okay. Hasocher mocher sfarim. Let's do it this way. Jen, you start. We're going to do it quickly.
Okay.
Anachnu kotvim et ha mishpatim mipaal lenifal. 250. מי פעל לנפעל. אני קוראת אפס. האם כותבת את המכתב. The mom is writing the letter. Therefore, המכתב נכתב על ידי האם. So the letter was written by the mom. And under the tav, what kind of a vowel do we need?
Kamatz.
Kamatz, because it's present tense. Okay? בבקשה.
הסוחר מוכר ספרים.
I'm going to do it in פעל. You're going to do נפעל.
Okay.
הסוחר מוכר ספרים.
הספרים נמכרים על ידי הסוחר.
נמכרים. דגש קל, דגש קל, דגש קל אף תשבנך. האישה סוגרת את הדלת, מייקל?
הדלת נסגרת על ידי האישה.
נכון, הדלת נסגרת. הדוד שולח חבילות לחבריו, פיליפ?
חבילות נשלחות. I don't have my vowels on here, sorry. לחבריו על ידי הדוד.
כן. הילד הקטן שבר את החלון. אז אמא?
החלון נשבר על ידי הילד.
נכון. המשפחה פותחת חנות ספרים. לא
יהיה? חנות ספרים נפתח על ידי המשפחה.
לא נפתחת?
נפתחת.
חנות. חנות. כן, גם נפתח. זה one. But חנות is feminine. You see the tab at the end? אז חנות נפתחת. נפתחת. חנות ספרים נפתחת על ידי המשפחה.
Now, this was the situation, by the way. This is true. The חנות is feminine,
כן.
But the ספרים is masculine.
נכון.
Right?
And plural. Too.
And plural. So, but you conjugated for the feminine singular.
Why?
Okay.
Why? Anybody tell me why? חנות?
Because it's the main noun.
It's the noun that's being modified by the adjective.
Not the adjective, but another noun here. Because it was ha hanut shel sfarim. That would be clear, though. Because what's opening? The story's opening. The books are opening.
Right.
So we're talking about hanut sfarim. In construct form, how do we know if the construct is masculine, feminine, singular, or plural?
First,
the first noun. The first noun dictates gender and number.
Right.
Okay. It's still
always in every construct.
It's still strange to me that the then doesn't go with that noun.
That what?
The ha doesn't go with the first of the two words.
I know. That's
I mean, it's not consistent. Right?
It's very consistent there. No.
Why is it consistent?
Because it's always
funny.
The in construct form goes here.
No,
because as a rule, when we build construct, Ha'aba, Shel, Hayelet. This Ha is here because of Shel. The second you drop Shel, you drop Ha here. So this stays as it is. Av Hayelet.
Oh, I know that, but I guess conceptually I'm wondering.
So this is
why?
It's just a rule.
That has nothing to do with that rule.
Axiom. This is I can take you to the birth of it. That's all I can take.
Right. I can show you. No,
I'd
like to
show
you
guys. See that the second I drop the shell goes with that. So the first hay dropped here, right? Because every time we have shell, you need to. It means that whatever belongs to him.
Because the shell belongs to the first word. That's
not
why.
Fun.
Okay,
we'll drop
that. It's okay.
Tena?
Yeah.
So
you have a visual of this too. Are you okay? Shell. Would you like to put some tape up there?
Yeah, but you know what? It's one thing for the teachers not to take they don't take it up, but when they clean it at night, I mean, don't they see it stuck there? Okay.
It's Israeli.
Sorry.
We didn't hear that.
You need to erase it.
It's protected. It's only us.
But I found actually when I was making recordings for you that I've really adopted this. And it's like, oh no, it sounds awful.
I'm a boy.
I'm a boy.
Okay.
So
there's always this. Okay. So is this clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Hanut has funny. Okay. Okay. 251. 251. Bevakasha.
It's your turn.
Okay. Call on.
I don't think I did this right. Hashior nimshach hayom ha-shalosh.
Ken, it's a behove. What kind of a vowel do you have under the shin? Which vowel did you put under the shin?
Kamatz katan.
Lo katan, kamatz gadol. Kamatz katan is
the T is the
Nachon, kamatz. Kamatz.
What?
Kamatz.
Is there a kamatz katan?
That's what I
kamatz katan is all, like in the word kol. Kol ha'olam kulo.
But it looks the same, doesn't it?
No.
Yes,
no.
Of course it does, but it's cold. But again, it depends on the sidur you open.
But wait, is it written differently?
No, but
it's
so what's the rule? It's an unaccented
circle around it.
But the name of it is Kamatz Katan.
Really, even though it's written the same.
Absolutely, it's written the same shape and form. Not in
some sidurs, though, do a
except for modern sidurim.
Right.
Yeah.
In modern sidurim, they want people to pronounce words correctly, and because they're not knowledgeable about the grammar, so they cannot read correctly from the grammar. They cannot base their knowledge on grammar because it's not there. There needs to be a visual presentation for it. So in Sim Shalom, for example, this is separated.
It's also eyes.
And it's chayim. And then there are some sidurim that make it big. Don't tell me why. It's stupid. It's the
Katate
making big.
But can you remind
me?
Exactly.
Can you remind us of the rule, though? Because I messed that up during Megillah reading. I said it wrong. So the rule is...
The rule is too complicated. Okay, when you have a closed syllable...
Closed syllable, right.
A closed syllable, it will be O.
Okay. Okay.
All right, this is a closed syllable.
Yeah.
And it's unstressed because it's always related to another word. Kol
ha'olam,
kol ha'neshama te'aleliyah. So...